This chazar zeichin nishav b'chach hashvag when we heard the mesechus baba kam davches. Fact, the Gemara, Rabbi just answered that we determine the quality of the lamb based on the lamb that the mazik has, not based on a global standard. The Gemara asks a brisa, says, if a person was a mazik, a debtor, and also owned a woman her ksuba, and all he has is superior land, or all he has is average land, or all he has is inferior land, the halacha is they all collect from that one type of land that he has. If he has all three types, the nizik gets from the idias, the creditor gets from the beninus, and the woman gets from the ziburius. If he only had superior and average, the nizik collects from the superior, and the other two collect from the average. If he only has average and inferior, the nizik and the creditor collect from the average, and the woman collects from the inferior. If he only has superior and inferior, the nizik collects from the superior land, and the other two collect from the inferior land. Now the Braisa gave the case of the person who has only average and inferior land. If we make this determination based on his own land, that average land is for him is superior land, and the creditor should have to collect from the inferior land. Seems to show that we're following a global standard. And for the Gemara, the case is that this person had superior land at the time he took the loan, and therefore the average land became encumbered to him at that time. And he then sold his superior land. In fact, another brisa says that if he has average land and inferior land, the creditor collects from the inferior land. This contradicts the earlier brisa. Rather, we can say that the first brisa is discussing where he had superior land, which he later sold, and the second brisa is discussing where he never had superior land. That's why the creditor doesn't collect from the average land, because it's truly the superior land of the debtor. From this, we see that we determine the quality based on the land of the mazik, not based on a global standard. The Gemara says it's not a proof, because it may be that in both cases he had no better land. And the way to explain the brisas is that the second brisa is discussing where his average land was equal to superior land based on a global standard, and the first brisa is discussing where his average land is not equal to superior land based on a global standard. We can also explain that both brisas are discussing where his average land is equal in quality to the average land on a global standard. The second brisa holds that we look only at the land of the debtor, and since he has no superior land, this average land becomes his superior land and the creditor cannot collect from it. The first brisa holds that we use a global standard, and that's why the creditor collects from the average land, which in truth is the superior land of the debtor. Ravina said we can say that the Braisa is arguing the statement of Ula, who said that the Raisa creditor only collects from inferior land. The Rabbanim allow them to collect from the average land so that they not hold back from lending money. Based on this, we can say that both Braisas hold that we judge the lands based on a global standard. The first Braisa holds of Ula's statement, and therefore we allow them to collect from the average land. The second Braisa does not agree with Ula, and therefore the creditor must collect from the inferior land. Zokmar Abraisa says, if a person owed money as a mazik, as a debtor, and to a woman for her ksuba, and he has fields of superior, average, and inferior quality, and he sold all those fields to one person or to three different people all on one day, the buyers all step into the place of the seller, and the nizik collects from superior land, the creditor from the average land, and the woman from the inferior land. However, if the fields were sold over 3 days, the nizik, creditor, and woman must all collect from the last field to be sold. If there's not sufficient land to satisfy all these obligations, they continue to collect from the second to last land to be sold. If it's still more is needed, then they collect from the land sold even before that. What's the case where he sold all the fields to one person? If he sold them all at once, then it's obvious, because the Braisa says even when he sold to three different people all on the same day, where it's possible to say that one sale happened before the other, still they all step into the place of the seller, then surely this would be the case when he sold to one person on the same day. The case must be where he sold all the fields to one person on different days. If so, why can he not make all the different obligations collect from the last field that was purchased, just as when it was sold to three different people, and they can all make the obligations collect from the last field that was the field that was sold? So Sheshu's answer, the case is that the superior land was purchased last, so the buyer doesn't want all the people collecting from the last land to be purchased. If so, all the obligations should be able to insist on collecting from the superior land. Mar says the buyer can tell the people, listen, if you'll all take the land that's appropriate for your obligation, I'll allow it. If you insist on taking from the superior land, you know what, I'm going to return the inferior land to the original owner, and all of you will have to go collect from the inferior land. Fact, if that's what's happening, why doesn't he also threaten the nizik and tell him that if he agrees to take average land, he will allow him to do so, and if not, if he doesn't agree, he'll return the inferior land to the seller, and the nizik will have to collect from there. The reason he can't do this must be that the debtor has died, and returning the land to his children will not accomplish anything, because they're not responsible for paying the debts of their father. If so, he can't use this strategy, and we're back to the question of why all the debtors can't insist on collecting from the superior land if it was the last land to be purchased. And for the Gemara, the reason is he can tell the creditors that the reason why the Rabbanan said that creditors have to collect from unencumbered property is to protect the purchasers. I don't want that protection, because it would mean that they could all collect from the superior land, and therefore everyone can only collect from the land that would be appropriate for them. Zuckdingmore, it's obvious that if the debtor who owed money as a mazik for a loan and to the woman for a ksuba has superior, average, and inferior land, and then sold all three lands to a purchaser, with the superior land being the last land to be sold, and the purchaser then sold the average and inferior lands to a second purchaser, leaving himself with only the superior land, all the obligations can come and collect from the superior land, because he can no longer say, I don't want the protection given to me by the Rabbanim, because he only holds the superior land right now. However, if he only sells the superior land to a second purchaser, do the obligations have a right to go to the second purchaser and collect from the superior land, since he doesn't have any of the other lands to push push them off too, or maybe not. So Abaya thought to say that all the debtors can go and collect from the superior land. Rava said to him, when the first purchaser sold the superior land to the second purchaser, he sold him all the rights that he had with his land. One of the rights was that he can tell the debtors that they have to go collect from the average and the inferior lands and can't collect from the superior lands, even though the superior land was the last to be purchased. Therefore, the second purchaser can say the same thing to the debtors, and they cannot collect from the superior land and they have to go to the other lands. Rava said, if Reuven sold all of his fields to Shimon in one document, and Shimon then sold one of his fields to Levi, if a creditor of Reuven comes to take a field for his debt, he may take a field from whoever he wants. However, this is only true if Levi bought average grade land, which is what a creditor normally takes. But if Levi bought superior grade or inferior grade, he can tell the creditor, I purposely didn't buy average grade land because I didn't want to have to come and be subject to your debt. Moreover, even if Levi bought average grade land, if he left over some average grade land with Shimon, Levi can tell the creditor that I purposely didn't buy all the average grade land, so that if a creditor comes, he has to go to Shimon to collect and can't come to me. Abaya said, if Reuven sold a field to Shimon with a guarantee, and a creditor of Reuven then comes and tries to take that field, Reuven is allowed to go and try to prevent the creditor from doing so. The creditor can't tell Reuven that he has no standing to do so, because Reuven says, if you take him from Shimon, he's going to come to me for reimbursement. Others say that Reuven may even do so even if he sold it without a guarantee, because he can say, I don't want Shimon having any complaints on me, any tightness on me. Abaya said, if Reuven sold a field to Shimon without a guarantee, and someone then came forth stating that the field was his and not Reuven's, halacha is that if Shimon did not yet make a kinyan chazaka on the field, he can still back out and not pay for it. And he doesn't have to pay for it. Once he did make the kinyan, he can no longer back out because he has bought a field without a guarantee, accepting the risks that come along with it. Mara says the kinyan is made as soon as he walks the boundary of the field. Others say, Zakhtin Gemara, that even if it was purchased with a guarantee, he still can't back out once he made the kinyan, because Reuven can tell him, show me the document that the field is going to be taken away from you, and then I'll pay you.